So starting with the broad question, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected supply chains?
There's been a lot of stress on supply chains in the United States for a couple of reasons. One of those reasons is that a lot of our trade with other countries, like especially China, have been under stress due to the virus. So we've had to find new sources for things. But so far, so good. For the most part, our national supply chains are holding up. They're proving to be pretty resilient. And the country is very large. And we have a lot of different producers and a lot of different distributors of most of our goods and services. And so even if one of them is affected, they're not all going to be affected at the same time. And they can support each other and they can be adaptable to keep up with demand.
Okay, so, you know, when you walk into the grocery stores, we're seeing a lot of empty shelves. What's going on with that?
Yeah, what's going on is that there's been a surge in demand. So it's not that we've had any shortages developing on the supply side. So the issue is that people have been buying more food, they've been buying more necessities, and they've been stocking up. I would expect during coming weeks for that to subside. You really don't need to be worried about those empty shelves because that's just a sign that people have been buying a lot of stuff lately. And once they catch up and they have their cupboards stocked, then that demand is going to start dropping back towards more normal levels. On the other hand, the medical supply chain is under a lot of stress, and that's because there's actually going to be increasing demand for medical equipment and protective equipment in the coming months.
And how about food specifically? I know, of course, consumers are interested in making sure that, there's still food on the grocery shelves, but there's also the question of the fact that Arizona supplies a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables to other places in the country.
During spring and during also winter, a large fraction of the nation's fresh produce and table-ready food comes from California and Arizona, and also from northern Mexico. And so people all over North America depend very heavily on the food sector here in the Southwest. It's very important that we protect that food security right now because the health of those workers on farms and in the food processing sector is really paramount right now.
Are there any other takeaways that we missed that we haven't talked about yet?
The thing that I mean, everybody's at home right now. People are on their couch. They're working from home. Some people have lost their jobs. There's a lot of fear, and well, there's a lot of stress. And I think it's very natural to be concerned when you see that your grocery store doesn't have some of the normal stuff that it has. What I think people need to know right now is that so far our nation's supply chains are doing really well. You know, so overall, the supply chains in most sectors of the economy are really not under stress, and they're functioning normally.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your hard work as well.